It's a sign of a tough winter for wildlife in parts of northern Utah. The Division of Wildlife Resources is delaying the date people can collect shed antlers in close to a dozen counties. They don't want to further stress the deer and the elk. Division of Wildlife Resources spokesman Mark Hadley is live with us on the KSL Newsline. Mark, thanks for joining us. Now, a lot of people are saying, yeah, the shed antlers, and other people are saying, what? So explain to me what this is all about.
Yeah, oh yeah, you bet. Happy to do so. So every year, about this time of the year, deer and elk and moose, which are all members of the deer family, they shed their antlers. So their antlers fall off of their heads, and then they grow a new set through the summer. And gathering those antlers that fall off the heads of these animals is become a very, very popular pastime across the country, including here in Utah. And it's the month of February is when they start dropping those antlers. So that's just a little bit of background about shed antler gathering.
Okay, now what do they do with the antlers? Make lamps? Sell them? What?
Yeah, what folks do? They do all kinds of things. You know, a lot of people just keep the antlers. They just like to collect them, and they like to have them. There are folks, though, that will collect them and sell them to others. I know that shed antlers are a popular thing as far as home decor in the homes of a lot of folks. They like to display antlers as part of their decor in their home. People will make various types of crafts with these antlers. Also, dogs love to chew them. And so it's a very popular thing for dog owners to get these shed antlers for their pets. Not only do the dogs like to chew on them, but it gives the dogs a little bit of calcium in the process. So
Mark,
those are just some quick examples.
That is incredible background. Thank you so much for that. Now let's move along to the Division of Wildlife Resources delaying the date that people can pick up the shed antlers. What's the deal?
Yeah, well, this has just been, in some parts of the state of Utah, this has been a really tough winter on deer, elk, and moose. We've had deep snow for a good part of the winter, and the temperatures have been extremely cold, and they've stayed that way. And the forecast, it looks like they're going to stay that way for a while. And so for the deer and elk and moose to be able to make it through the winter, they rely a lot on the energy reserves that they brought with them, their fat reserves that they brought into the winter period. And anything that makes the animals have to use up more and more of their energy lessens the chance that they're going to make it through the winter. And so we've enacted a shed antler gathering closure in 11 different counties across the state, mostly in northern Utah, but also over in the Uinta Basin and down in southeastern Utah. We've enacted this closure to try to keep people away from these animals so that they're not stressed, they're not trying to get away from folks and use up these valuable energy reserves. So the goal is to try and help more of these animals survive the winter.
Any idea how long a delay? Or not? You're not able to tell yet? Oh, you do?
The closure will be in place until April 1st, so it's a fairly lengthy closure. We're hoping by that time that the conditions will have lessened to the point that the deer will be able to start to move out of some of these areas. They'll leave their antlers behind, but they'll move out of some of these areas, and then folks can go in and collect these antlers without causing these animals undue stress.